From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. If we can believe what the polls say, Republicans are likely to win control of the House of Representatives in next Tuesday's election. Congress may end up split, with Democrats still in charge of the Senate. If they do win control of the House, Republicans would take over the leadership of all of the committees. NPR's Audie Cornish reports on who those new leaders might be and what role they'd be likely to play in a divided Congress.
Some new committee chairmen are fairly easy to pick out. They're currently the ranking Republicans on the panels, like Dave Camp of Michigan on Ways and Means, or Lamar Smith of Texas at Judiciary, or Daryl Issa of California on Oversight. They've hinted that they'll zero in on the Obama administration's so-called czars and hold hearings on everything from climate change regulation to the new health care law to ferreting out abuse in the stimulus program. Political science professor Linda Fowler of Dartmouth College says the emphasis on oversight may be driven by partisan politics, but that's not necessarily a bad thing after years of the Democrats' kid-glove handling of the administration.
But it is also the case that the kind of suspicion of government, the sense that you see, particularly in the Republican base among Tea Party activists, that government can't be trusted, that it can't do anything right, that really primes the pump to take the natural inclination when you have polarized parties and really put it on steroids.
Of course, not all the committee chairmanships are done deals. And for those in question, the jockeying has already begun.
Well, there's a lot more jockeying taking place now than took place back in 1994 when we first took over the Congress.
That's Bob Walker, a former Pennsylvania congressman who was a key player in Newt Gingrich's Republican Revolution.
Everybody was new to the process. Nobody had been chairman. So now people have the experience with it. They know some of the powers that go with it, and there will be considerable jockeying, particularly where people's term limits have run out.
Did you hear that? Term limits. Unlike the Democrats, Republicans have rules barring members from serving more than 3 terms or 6 years as committee chairman or ranking member. Walker says the idea was to avoid the kind of decades-long dictatorships typical of the Democrats when they controlled the House for 40 years. But now that Republicans may lead again, Walker says expect some to challenge term limits, like Texas Republican Joe Barton of the Energy and Commerce Committee. You might remember him from the oil spill hearings this summer when he said this to BP executives.
I apologize. I do not want to live in a country.
That may have already threatened Barton's chances at the Energy Committee gavel, and he would have to seek a waiver from term limits if he wants the chairmanship. So too would California's Jerry Lewis at the Appropriations Committee. But Bob Walker says he doesn't expect waivers or challenges to get very far under the presumptive House Speaker, John Boehner, who was there when the rules were written.
I think there are going to be people who are going to seek the waivers. I think it's going to be difficult for them to get them, because the fact is that you have all kinds of people below those chairmen who are sitting waiting to be bumped up themselves. And that makes up the majority of the conference.
And the conference meeting is weeks away. In the meantime, Republicans next in line for leadership posts are enjoying the attention from campaign donors, lobbyists, and press. Audie Cornish, NPR News, The Capitol.